From the Redbirds to the Cardinals, Illinois State alum Paul DeJong took a fast track to the major leagues. In less than 3 years, DeJong has become one of the most valuable players with one of baseball's most storied franchises. DeJong tells GLT's Eric Stock the path to St. Louis would not have been possible without all he learned at ISU on and off the field.
I have so many fond memories of going to school at Illinois State. Made lots of friends on the baseball side and teammates and people that kind of helped me grow into the player I am. But on the academic side, really enjoyed my time in the chemistry department. A couple professors come to mind, Dr. Marjorie Jones and Dr. Chris Hammaker, both super supportive of my athletics and my chemistry.
So you study biochemistry at ISU, and you've called yourself sort of a science nut. In fact, it's inscribed on your Topps Futures star card, as I understand. And you took part in a study measuring the effect of heat on baseballs. So where does that love of science come from for you, and where did you get the idea to tie that to your other love of baseball?
I've always been interested in science and how things work and messing with just experimenting. I think that's kind of like a childlike view of the world. I always liked math as a kid, too. So just school, I kind of just gravitated towards the math and science classes, really applied myself, and decided to keep studying in college. But, now that I'm out of school and moved on in professional baseball, I feel like I'm kind of evolving in the way I look at the world and science, and I'm coming up with ways to better suit myself as an athlete, recovery and health and all those types of things.
Now, have you been able to figure out something that can help you as a player on the field and maybe share with teammates?
Yeah, lately I've been more interested in sound and vibration healing, using those waves and certain frequencies to kind of match your own body's frequencies. So really just trying to be more of a balanced person on and off the field. And, definitely I put a lot of stress on my body with the travel and the playing every day. So, try to do whatever I can to relax and kind of recharge.
So what kind of sound and vibrations are you referring to that help with the healing?
Certain frequencies. I've done some research, read some books on just sound vibration healing, but also playing around with, I have it's called a sound lounge bed. It's kind of a mat with some speakers hooked into an amp, and then music plays. And I saw one at a spa once, and then loved it so much that I got my own. So I have one in St. Louis that I use pretty regularly, and there's different frequencies for different parts of the body, and so I'm still exploring my own ways of feeling like which frequencies work for which parts of the body, but definitely a new interest of mine.
Interesting, and maybe you'll have a patent for that someday, and everyone else will be modeling that. So going back to the baseballs, the study had determined that 75 degrees was the optimal temperature. Too much heat or too much cold would not have it travel as far. A similar issue involving baseballs that I imagine has piqued your curiosity is the claim that they are juiced or they are wound tighter than they used to be. Home runs in Major League Baseball are up at an alarming rate in recent years, and I'm sure there are many possible factors for that, but I would imagine a curious sort like yourself into science and someone, of course, hits a baseball for a living. What kind of thoughts you have about that, and is that something you might explore?
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in describing how there's so many home runs. One, I have several things come to mind. One, pitchers are throwing, on average, harder than ever, harder in, harder out. That's one concept. I think, the windy stadiums, ball usually flies out to the middle of the park, so balls that get hit up in the air can get pushed out a little easier, especially once the summer hits and the air is moving a little faster. But yeah, the wound tighter thing, that's something I'm not too sure about. I think it definitely sounds like a possibility. You could hit a golf ball pretty far because it's pretty sturdy, so I don't know how elastic a baseball is relative to, 20 years ago, but, the game seems to be moving towards that power, era again.
This is Sound Ideas. Eric Stock here with the Paul DeYoung of the St. Louis Cardinals, an Illinois State alum. And, Paul, you made your Major League debut with the Cardinals in May of 2017, homering in your first at-bat, which is pretty rare. Now, at the time, there didn't seem to be a clear path forward in the Cardinals' lineup, at least not right away. But yet, in a very short amount of time, you not only became a regular starter, but also a foundational piece, a middle-of-the-lineup hitter, and a key defensive position at shortstop. Did this all happen faster than you had expected?
Yeah, it seemed like it at the time. I always played shortstop growing up. That was my natural position. So when the Cardinals gave me a chance to play shortstop before I got called up, I really relished those times in the minor leagues, preparing myself. So when I got called up to the big leagues to play second, I knew it was just like getting my foot in the door and that somehow I was going to have to, kind of make a transition. And I knew I wanted to make that transition to shortstop, and it all kind of just fell into place around July. Personnel with the team, Aledmys Diaz, he was the shortstop before me and kind of got off to a rough start. And, I'm the type of player that wants to keep getting better and, keep learning how to play the position. So my attitude towards playing shortstop really kind of pushed me over the edge into that foundational piece for this team.
That is St. Louis Cardinal Paul DeYoung with GLT's Eric Stock. Last week, DeYoung became Illinois State University's Major League career home run leader in only his third season, passing the late ISU Hall of Famer Dave Bergman.